Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 8:34, and as Lucy was saying there, the number of COVID infections in Cambridge is at an all-time high. The man who has been looking at the numbers for us, as always, is Phil Rogers. He is on the line now. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Julian.
I was quite surprised when you, and I spotted, I think it was on Saturday, you posted the graph showing what had happened at a Cambridge numbers over the past few days. And it's, again, all of a sudden, we've just got a bit of a spike locally, haven't we?
Yes, that's right. It has really been shooting up. Since about mid-November, we had a fairly steady rise for quite a long time. And then there was a little pause for about a week where it stayed fairly level. But in the last 3 days or so, it's been a steady rise again. And if you include Sunday's number, we're up to nearly 800 now.
That is crazy. I mean, that's a seriously huge number. What is the average for the UK at the moment?
Well, UK, so we're a bit higher than the average for England.
Sorry, England, yeah.
In Cambridge. So we were below that number for quite a long time, but we have actually exceeded that. And compared to other places in Cambridgeshire as well, Cambridge has been shooting up a fair bit. So, but the good news, on the other hand, is that cases for the over 60s are still fairly low and hospitalisations are actually falling. So
that is the good news.
Now, that is the interesting thing. I know that several months ago now, the government started to say in their messaging about breaking the link between infections and hospitalisation. Do you think that actually is happening, or are we in real trouble if the numbers of infections rise much further?
Well, you would expect to see hospitalizations possibly starting to go up a bit, but the pattern that we're seeing at the moment is that most of the cases are in school-aged children and in people who are sort of 30s, 40s and 50s. So at present, the sort of over 60s, at least in Cambridge, are staying fairly low. Whether we'll see that change over the Christmas holidays, we've just got to wait and see.
And the cause of all of this, it almost seems to be the school children, you know, going around to each other, having a go on the PlayStation, catching it from each other, and then giving it to their parents. Or is that a too simplistic look at it?
It's probably a bit more complicated than that, but that is definitely a big part of what's going on at the moment.
Is it because the people who are 30s, 40s, I mean, again, we're not going to solve this here, but is the range there, 30s, 40s and 50s, is that also because their vaccines are starting to wane a bit?
Well, we are seeing the booster program rolling out now, but that's mainly reaching, I mean, it's reached most over 60s now, I would imagine. The numbers in Cambridge have been going up pretty steadily. There's still, you can see the data on, I should probably post some graphs on this too, but on the number of vaccinations on Cambridge, there's still a steady trickle of first and second vaccines going in, but the number of third vaccines is really shooting up in recent days.
I've got to say, on Saturday night, I went into Cambridge on Mill Road, and I went out for a few drinks and a bite to eat with a friend, and I have, you know, it was very busy. It was just packed in.
Must
there.
Leaving your boyfriend temporary self-isolating at home.
you kind of walked in, you sat down, and you just thought to yourself, what virus? Do you know what I mean? It's just, and it's very easy to see how this is just flying around. And actually, you know, when I was looking around, it was people in their 30s, 40s, a few under 30s were in there as well. But it's not surprising
so much now. No, the thing is, though, that you went out to get your bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. The rules say to go out and buy your bottle of wine, you have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
If you are sitting and going into a shop with complete strangers and wearing a mask, if you're sitting down in a bar, you've got even more people around you and your social group probably as well, and you don't have to wear a mask, and it just doesn't it doesn't make sense.
And the doors are closed, the windows are closed, and the heating's back on.
Absolutely.
The perfect reading.
Absolutely. And Phil, of course, you know, if you compare Cambridge to some of the other areas around us, they're still quite high as well.
That's right. Yes, South Cambridgeshire in particular, they've been sort of top of the local pops for quite a while, and they've seen a big rise in the last few days, and Huntingdonshire as well. But Cambridge is kind of coming up on the rails, really.
Wow.
The good news, as I say, is that that's not translating into a large number of hospitalizations. Mm. At the moment, we'll have to wait and see.
I was going to say there's a festering period, isn't there, of a couple of weeks really before what the impact of infections is on the hospitalisations.
That's true, but it's very much the case that it's the older age groups who are more vulnerable at the moment. We do see some hospitalisations in younger people, but proportionately, it's much smaller.
And do we know, Phil, of this spike, do we know if it's the Omicron variant, or is it still mostly? How do we find out what the Omicron numbers of these new infections are?
Well, there's quite a lot of sequencing going on. So when people do PCR tests, a lot of those tests they then go and sort of work out which variant it is. And at the moment in Cambridge, it's all Delta. There's two different sorts of Delta. There's kind of the original one, and there's a slightly more transmissible one, which is up to about 25% now. But right now, it's still all Delta, and that's likely to continue for some time. I think there's been one case of Omicron in South Cams, but nationwide, it's still really sort of in a few dozens. But we will expect to see that greatly increase in January, but exactly when, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Well, Phil, thanks as always for chatting us through all of that. We observed last week, you know, there's still plenty to talk about on this particular topic, and we'll do so again, of course, at the same time next week. Phil Rogers, thanks as always for your time this morning.
Thank you, Phil.
Always a pleasure, and Lucy, have a great lunch.
Thank you.
It's 8:40.
Cambridge 105 Radio.